Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
This past week has been quite a busy week for me. I've had to do a lot of traveling around the country, and that means riding lots of trains, tubes, and buses. And at the close of last week, I seemed to really be on quite a roll. Numerous times, I had to dash for a train or a tube, and I managed to dive inside the carriage just as the door was going shut. I must confess that these small victories over London public transport left me with a great sense of satisfaction. Last Friday, while still riding the euphoric wave of conquering the public transportation system in a number of close shaves, I happened to spot a bus that I needed setting at the bus stop across the road. I managed to magnificently dodge the oncoming traffic and get across the busy thoroughfare, and then I set off in a full sprint to make the bus. I could see there were still a few people waiting to board the bus, so I began to slow down a bit, while once again being overtaken with a sense of triumph over the London transportation system. But it was then that my luck ran out. They say pride comes before the fall, and in my case, that's exactly what happened. My right foot, as it was just beginning to stride forward, caught the lip of a paving stone, and the next thing I knew, I was plummeting toward terra firma. Over the years, I've had a lot of experience with falling, and I'm quite proficient at the tuck and roll method. But if there isn't enough time to do that, then I usually turn and land on my shoulder and back. But this time, there wasn't even time to do that. I was just heading straight for the paving slabs, and it seemed there was nothing I could do. Believe me, that's a pretty uncomfortable feeling, to realize that there is nothing that you can do, and there is nothing between your face and the concrete slabs. But something amazing happened. My face did not smash into the concrete slabs as I feared. Somehow, without even thinking about it, I was able to get both of my hands out in front of me to absorb the majority of the impact of my fall. Now, while my nose came millimeters from the pavement, it didn't touch it, and my dashing good looks were saved. Sure, my hands were scraped, my pinky finger turned purple, and my right shoulder still aches. But I'm so thankful that my reflexes took over and I was able to catch myself and prevent any real serious injuries from happening. And in case you're wondering, I missed my bus. That evening, when I was replaying what happened over in my mind, I thought, this is a lot like what happens to all human beings. We rush through life, craving and seeking small victories over the man. We don't realize how dangerous even simple things can be. And often when we think we have the victory within our grasp, we fall. We stumble, and we plunge headlong into destruction. We work so hard to get our lives, families, bank accounts, professions, retirement, leisure time, reputation, etc. in order, only to get tripped up or caught by our sin, and watch them all come crashing down. It's our fault, and there is nothing we can do to save ourselves from the pain that is about to hit us right in the face. Today, if you are falling, tripped up by sin, and you know there is nothing you can do to help yourself, nothing you can do to save yourself, then hear God's word of promise spoken directly into your situation. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, and it is part of the blessing that Moses gave to the tribe of Asher. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Did you hear that? God's everlasting arms are underneath you, ready to catch you, ready to save you. His arms are underneath bottomless, so that when you hit the bottom, he's there for you, and he will catch you. Think of that. Even though you are hurtling toward disaster, God is there, waiting for you, with His hands held out open to you, to catch you, to save you. And isn't it ironic that God accomplished this salvation with the human hands of His incarnate Son, Jesus Christ? For it was with His hands that Jesus fed the hungry, healed the sick, raised the dead, and above all, was nailed to a cross to die for us. It is still those nail-scarred hands that feed, heal, resurrect, and save us today. And even, and especially, in those situations where you are falling, know that those hands are underneath you to catch you. And the grip of those nail-scarred hands is phenomenal. For Jesus Himself says in John 10:28, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of My hand. So let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since You have wakened from death the shepherd of Your sheep, grant us Your Holy Spirit so that we may know the voice of our shepherd and follow Him, so that sin and death may never pluck us out of Your hand. Through that same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.